if I'm standing here and the first audience member is here, that's a long distance relationship, bro. Like, it's not a...
You can sit on the ground also.
An entire cricket field, yes, I have to cover in plywood. That's my swiggy, which is part of the docu.
Yeah. If this is the boundary of the pitch.
Hey, okay. Wo ek shake aayega mere ko dena.
It's the most filmy thing.
What's filmy about it? Fuck you, now everybody in the documentary is looking at me like I'm some sort of celeb tantrum guy, etc.
But can we elevate? That's it.
Why don't we just do Rihanna at the Super Bowl bench? Like, fucking...
Welcome back. This is Veerdas. I didn't think you'd be back. I'm happy that you are. This is episode 2. That's a horn of a car outside of our YouTube docus, our doc-YouTube series about impending bankruptcy, which is also the theme of this episode, impending bankruptcy. So... ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਨੇ ਦੇ ਖਰਚੋ ਤੇ ਜੁੱਤਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਖਰਚੋ ਮੈਂ ਖਰਚਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਲਾ ਦੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੈਸੇ ਦੇ ਭੁੱਖੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਲਾ ਦਾ ਭੁੱਖਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਤਾਰੂ ਕੱਲੇ ਮੈਂ ਬਹਿ ਕੇ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਗਾਣੇ ਪਾਤੇ ਖਲਾਰੇ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਨਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਨੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਵੱਡੇ ਨੇ ਆਣੇ ਇਹ ਵੱਡੇ ਨੇ ਆਣੇ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਗਾਣੇ.
We should be honest about what this place is. Like,
it's basically your shoe cupboard.
It's not my shoe cupboard. It's
nice. It's a good space. No.
So it's a bedroom slash office. Meaning? This couch is new. We bought it on Amazon for 25,000 rupees.
We had a bigger office where you had a set of team.
I called Kavi Shastri to Film City and I'm like, we need to do some shit on our own. And then we started this company.
There were like 35 people in the office.
And it was called Weird Ass Comedy. And it just kind of took off. And then it failed. And it failed hard.
The entire business went zero.
And in February...
the world went bankrupt with you.
Pandemic hit. I was no longer going to the office.
There probably isn't a day that I don't think about, you know, what more could I have done for the people in that company. Okay, so to recap what happened in the last episode, I had a dream and I told you guys that I wanted to do a show in the stadium. And
I feel cricket stadium is realistic.
And then I had many nightmares about that dream. Okay, I'm assuming... you guys have done some research since we last spoke.
Yes.
Like, that doesn't sound terribly good.
Yes.
Like, bro, like you... those are two very different yeses. I'm just saying like...
fuck,
first
you.
We're doing this. Or is it... yes.
Yes.
That's a third different... that's not even the same yes. Fuck you, bro.
I'll contextualize it. He has done some work. But I think... the yes comes with conditions. Mm-hmm. And we have to figure out those conditions now.
Okay, so do we know how many cricket stadiums there are in metros?
53 in India, where you can do the shows. With the highest capacity of 1.30 lakh audience sitting, which is in Ahmedabad. And it's Narendra Modi Ji Stadium.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that might not be an option for us. How weird is this, huh? Yeah. I haven't had a protein shake in 3 years.
On the acting front, I don't think there could be anyone happier than me that he's doing it again.
One dharma show. One is having a protein shake right now.
It's almost like I can live my dream through him as well.
Kavi is an artist. Every day that he was in Australia, it broke my heart to see that guy not be here.
So I had a career and that career was okay. It started off really, really well. I started on, I guess, the dream launch, which was YRF. And I had a great TV show that did really, really well. Maybe a little early for its time. I moved over to Australia. I had a beautiful daughter and worked in construction and carpentry and glass fitting and anything that I could get my hands on.
So the day I got to call him back was... one of the happiest days of my life.
He was the last person I saw in India before I left. He gave me a big hug and he's like, always remember you're an artist. Never let that die. And one day I'm going to call you and you're going to come back. And then one day in November, I got that call. Like,
Akash doesn't talk about it, but Akash has... he's a young man and I know he wants to start a family. And I know he...
my wife is not going to be okay.
He has personal stakes and...
I'm already opening my conversation with my family ki this year is going to be a challenging year for me and...
Nobody's going to work harder than him, so I know what it's going to do to him for a year.
I might be working 16 hours a day.
If you ask me, I'm working on two cities right now. Sorry, three cities, Bombay, Delhi and Calcutta.
In Mumbai, it's got to be CCI or Wankhede.
Wankhede, I know it will be no, but CCI, we are in conversation.
Why do you know it will be a no at Wankhede?
Till date, they haven't given it to any sort of live entertainment.
That is not an acceptable answer to me.
If you ask me today, Wankhede is really unrealistic for me.
But there was no comedy scene, dude, till date. We built it with our bare hands from scratch.
But the challenge is how to make an unrealistic a realistic.
Till date, matlab, till date, no comedian has sold the amount of tickets that you sold last year. The only thing we do is shit that hasn't been done till date. Yeah. That's why we have no money.
Veer knows how to handle money.
No, I don't think Veer is very good money at all.
I would say, honestly, no.
He's terrible with money.
That's why we're in a fucking shoe cupboard. Because we refuse to do things that are not till date. Yeah, I'm not very good with money.
And I think he's been terrible with money for the 15 years that I've known him.
Like I always tell my wife that I'm going to die penniless.
He keeps putting money from his pocket.
Pumping in.
Pocket.
Having made history maybe, but I'm going to die penniless.
Your ticket pricing and speaking with people around on the call sheet.
This is a lot of fucking money.
Fuck, that's a lot of money. Fuck.
That I do not have.
Fucking hell.
Whisper in my heart, I haven't seen the sheet.
We can make a movie for this much.
Shall we?
Bro, for the amount that your venue rental is, we can buy a flat. So we have to find that amount of money. I'm gonna have to like...
Sell yourself.
You know, around 1,500 people will be working on this project from the start till the end.
That you are going to pay?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I don't think I'll have 1,500 people around Veer, to be honest.
So, how many people work for us full-time for this show?
It is just those five faces that he likes to see every day.
You guys are mom and dad for those 30 people.
If he sees even 100 people around him...
You understand? Yeah. It's not me.
I promise you, he's not coming to the room again.
You're starting a company, but you two are the bosses of 30 people.
I don't want to jinx it, but from last year to this year, my feeling is, especially after the last special and stuff, that tide is turning. Which means that if we... we were still working from home when the Two India speech hit. It'll be a lot easier this year to... Just keep out of trouble. It'll be a lot easier just to get random. I think so.
That's you.
Literally, we became untouchable. You know, no one was backing us anymore. We kind of found ourselves in this hole that we were trying to swim out of. And where I see the tide turning, and what I mean by that is...
The tide is turning. I don't know.
I can see that there's interest again.
It's the tide, Benchot. It comes and it goes and it comes and it goes.
Almost, and as cringy as this may be, it feels like we've reborn again. You
know? I feel the tide has turned for him.
Bollywood has been excited about me for a moment in time and then forgot about me for a moment in time. And then they were excited again. And then there were articles that said Veer Das's career is over in like magazines. I remember it like it was yesterday, Huffington Post. When is Veer Das going to realize it's all over? By the way, Huffington Post doesn't exist anymore.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go do stand-up tonight. And I'm going to try, I haven't told Akash and Kavi about it, but I'm going to try some of the jokes that I think I'm going to do at the stadium.
We have to go back to 180 brands that said no to us last year. And we somehow think they're going to say yes now.
I'm confident they'll say yes.
Are you sleeping with the brand?
But ultimately, V's going to pop money in. And I have a feeling he's going to do that. And I'm going to try my best for him not to do that.
I have a feeling Veer will definitely land up paying this money from his pocket.
There's a chance that we come out of this making history.
Till the brand does not come on board, it's not going to be ki acha brand aayega to hi main show karunga. I know Veer.
Now I can either sit here and digress and worry about that, or I'm going to go to 333 brands and I'm going to get this money because I want to see another sunrise with the people that I love.
If you give me that amount of money as a brand, I will tattoo your logo between my nipples. Idhar aayega tera logo pura.
Brand aaye ya nahi aaye, he will do the show.
No, because I'll tell you why.
Uncle Chips.
No.
Right here.
That is option also, it's open. And if brand is giving us this money.
Satish ka chutney. Right here. Bablu mattresses. I don't know, I haven't written it yet. I just kind of saw it in my head where I'm like, I'm playing this cricket stadium and to me, it is competing with the ceiling of cricket. I want to compete with the ceiling of cricket.
I'm not being able to wrap my head around it, probably because it's such a huge thing.
A cricket stadium will make zero money. We'll lose money on the show.
But probably the only person in a cricket stadium that's going to lose money.
No, I'm sure but I don't know, it has to be a cricket stadium. You have to understand, like, this is not about lionizing myself. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I would do something else.
You don't need to lionize yourself, please.
99.9% people will watch us fail over the course of a year. Like, this will be a YouTube series where every week you tune in and watch people say no to me. That's what we should title this. People say no to me. This is the first time I've spoken to, and you're the first comic I've told about it. Only Kavi and Akash know about it. So nobody's heard about it.
Yeah, so if anyone can do it, it's you, Veer.
Okay, we'll check in with you later in 6 months. You can like, it's a bad fucking idea, bro. What were you thinking?
I'll be like, listen, Eden Gardens, you should have rented the ideal one. You should have.
Cool. Let's get the money.
Done. Stop.
All right, cool. I don't know if this is a good interview today, but I'll end with this. I came to Mumbai with nothing. I got an apartment 20 feet that way.
Hello. I guess you're at the 3/4 point of the... Wait, I should put some lights on. Hang on. I was really hoping the jokes wouldn't work. But they fucking worked and...
And I worked in town at VT station. And I take the train. And some days I just walk home from VT station to Bandra and it take me 3.5-4 hours, and there was this sense that I was in Mumbai and that anything is possible because something in this city wanted me. Something in this city was beckoning me. Was calling me.
And there's no way you can get started until I transfer this money.
We cannot start work without working capital now.
I just write down a word, which is the first word that I can think of, and even means that I do it, and odd means that I don't do it, so.
And then Mumbai fell out of love with me, and I fell out of love with Mumbai, and I moved to Goa.
And the word I'm gonna pick is impending bankruptcy. And even means we do it. And odd means we don't.
I have to start hiring people and paying them to work on this.
And 17 years later, I'm back on this road.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
In an apartment that honestly ain't much bigger.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Starting a company with Kavi Shastri in Mumbai, trying to set up work in town near VT station.
I'm just going to count it one more time just to be safe. 1, 2, 3.
Because it feels like Mumbai is calling me again.
It's done. I mean, it should hit the account in like a day or two. Get to work, don't.
Okay, I'm on it.
Yeah.
15, 16, 17, 18. Bankrupt
then. Fuck it. Bankrupt again. But we're doing it. I just don't know how.
Fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Cool.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. He spelled it wrong.